So if you're still a little unclear as to just how a local currency would work in our everyday lives, well, we're about to find out. I'm joined now by a Traverse City resident. She works at Oriana Natural Food Market, where they use and exchange a local currency called Bay Bucks. Dina Ames works at Oriana Food Market, and she joins us now from Traverse City. Welcome to the program, Dina.
Hello, hello.
What does a Bay Buck look like, and how does it work?
They're actually very pretty, and they're kind of thick textured, and it's a real-life currency. People use it in equal exchange for the Federal Reserve notes, and you use them just like you would your dollars, fives, tens, twenties.
Is it accepted other places besides Oriana Food Market?
Oh, yeah. There is a directory. If you go online, there's a directory where you can find different businesses, and a lot of the town does accept Bay Bucks, you know, a lot of the locally owned people, but it's really great for, like, the farmers markets and individuals like myself. I'm a massage therapist as well as working at Oriana, and I accept Bay Bucks because I know I can spend them where I want to buy regular food, shoes, books, whatever.
Okay, help us understand, for those of us who are not familiar with local currencies, what do you get from using a Bay Buck that you don't get from using one of Uncle Sam's greenbacks?
It's kind of a pride and the security of knowing that you're supporting your community. That money is going to stay right inside your local area, that it's not going to be exchanged outside of the country, it's not going to be outsourced. You know that you're supporting your local people that you see every day. It's just really a good feeling.
And have they been embraced by consumers?
It's still a struggle, but yes. Oriana's kind of the hub. Kind of, we call it the Bay Buck Bank because we do so much transaction. We do a lot of exchange with it. We have people that come in and buy Bay Bucks, you know, just to use out in their store. But where it's being used, it's very strong.
So if I walked into Oriana and I spent 15 Bay Bucks on a $13 purchase, would I get change in Bay Bucks, Dina, or would I get
You would get the whole denomination. You would get a dollar in Bay Bucks back and then your change in regular coinage, Federal Reserve coinage.
Now, is that awkward for folks working at the stores to have to juggle that or keep that straight, or does it work out all right?
No, it works out fine. It's simple enough, and so when we use Bay Bucks, it's registered right in the final tally of the day how many Bay Bucks we use, and it's kept separate from Federal Reserve. But since we pay a lot of our own independent contractors, like the window washers, the musicians, that sort of thing in Bay Bucks, it all evens out.
So people don't mind getting paid in Bay Bucks?
No, because people that use them are the ones that would be more likely to frequent the farmers markets, the massage therapists, the, you know, the small independents in town that use them.
For more information on Traverse City's local currency, you can actually go to their website, baybucks.org, find out more about that. And I've been speaking with Dina Ames, who works at Oriana Food Market in Traverse City. Dina, thanks so much for talking with us today, and enjoy that beautiful Traverse City area.
I do every day. I am very grateful for it.